As we celebrate this year's Human Rights Day, our nation faces one of the biggest crises that it has faced in its existence. As COVID-19 extends its tentacles into our villages, our towns and our cities around the country, posing huge risk to our nation's well-being, the citizens' well-being, as well as the well-being of our economy, we are mindful of the fact that it is going to require very, very strong measures to contain and stop the spread of this virus. And so, as we celebrate and mark this Human Rights Day, some of those rights may feel they're being curtailed upon through draconian measures. But these measures are absolutely necessary if we're actually going to eventually beat this virus and give our economy a start to be able to repair itself and to recover. Obviously, on this day, we must thank and honor the healthcare professionals on the front line every day trying to stop the spread of this virus and to deal with those who are infected. We owe it to them to make sure that we abide by the regulations that have been put in place and ensure that we do all we can as citizens to stop the spread, particularly to those more vulnerable. I'm very proud of what our DA governments have been doing, particularly in the Western Cape, to combat the spread of this disease and of being able to ensure that our people are kept safe. But it is now going to require all South Africans to put aside any political differences and any egos to come up with the solutions that we're going to require. Those solutions are going to come from government, from the private sector, from businesses and ordinary citizens banding together to make sure that we're able to combat this virus. So as we celebrate this Human Rights Day, I can think of no better time for us to put our country first, to unite as citizens in the fight against this virus.